The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In this gospel reading, Jesus talks about Moses, and he says, "Moses, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up." Well, what is he talking about with this Moses? What was that reference to? Well, there was a time when, many times, when the Israelites were not following God's ways and they were complaining about against God to Moses. And so they were sinning against God. And so what happened is, because they sinned, a serpent came and bit them. And what do serpents do? They bite. And they leave a venom that is deadly. You see, every time they sin and every time we sin, we succumb, we allow that serpent to come and to bite us. Because the wages of sin is death. We do not have the means, we do not have the medicine to overcome this venom. Only Jesus has this remedy. Only Jesus. And so what do the people do in this situation in the desert with Moses? God commands them to make a serpent on a pole. Now, this is a graven image. This is a graven image. God is commanding them to make a graven image. But this image is not for worship. This image is a sacramental. It's a means of grace where when they put this serpent on the pole and they show this, they're healed. They're healed of the venom of the serpent that bit them. You see, they were bitten. They put themselves under the power of the evil one, the devil. And by looking at this image of their death mounted on the wood of the pole, God heals them. It's a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ crucified. When they would raise up Jesus, as they raise it up, that serpent on the post, and they look upon Jesus Christ crucified, as he looked upon that serpent, they are healed. Their sins are forgiven. Jesus says, "It is finished." Many people may ask us, why do we have a crucifix? That's why. Because Jesus Christ crucified is the saving act. What does Paul preach? Jesus Christ risen? Does Paul preach, or did Jesus say, now it is finished after the resurrection? Did he proclaim to Mary Magdalene or Mary or disciples, or on the way to Emmaus, now it is finished? Did he say it then? No, he said it from the cross. Because from the cross is the act of love of God. And so we start to see in the crucifix, in Jesus Christ crucified, the graciousness of God, his wisdom, his love, the infinite love that he would have, that he would suffer for us, that he would be condemned so that we would not be condemned. So when we believe in him, we believe in his salvific act, that the just judge, the one who has full rights to condemn us, may have mercy on us. That when we go to him and simply ask for his mercy, humble ourselves in our sinful pride, we may come to know God in a way that the world could never understand. We look in this, it's one of my favorite, actually, Psalms. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 137. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Lord, if I ever forget you, what else is there? I can have the sports, I can have everything else. But what is it if I don't get to heaven? What use is all the world, money in the world? What use is it to be as to be richest Donald Trump and I go to hell? What good is it? What good is 80 years at the most, maybe 90 years of carefree life to an eternity of hell? What's a life of 80, 90 years at the most of having a hard life to an eternity of heavenly bliss being with God and knowing through and through his love, his mercy? Why would we ever want to forget that? Why would we ever want to deny that? Why would we want to put that as a second-class part of earthly life, as if it's something we can just put off to the side and think about it later at our own convenience? What were we made for? We're made for God's love, and he is always there, ready to help us. We don't want to be afraid of the light, be afraid of the truth. We want to expose the truth. And if our acts are not righteous, that's okay. Because it's better to expose the truth in confession and let it be revealed and receive his mercy than be too late and have it exposed in eternity and not be where we want to be, in the arms of God. No, we don't want to run from the light. Jesus Christ is a true light. And we don't want to be afraid of that light, because part of that light is the mercy of God. Yes, it exposes us for all our evil deeds. But in the light, we can receive mercy. In the light, we can be embraced. You see, we can be embraced in darkness, in our evil deeds, or we can be embraced in the light for all to see, so that others too may come to know the mercy of God. This is the graciousness of God. This is the holiness of God. This is the sacredness of our God. This is not something to put aside. This is something to live. To live in the light. To live in the light all the days of our life. Lord, let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you.